Aid for Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden has ordered more U.S. military equipment to Ukraine.
The president praised Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky after his address to Congress.
He was convincing and significant speech.
The president authorized an additional $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine. That means transferring equipment to Ukraine's military, including anti-aircraft systems, anti-armor shoulder-mounted missile systems, firearms, and grenades.
This will include drones, which demonstrates our commitment to sending our most cutting-edge systems to Ukraine for its defense.
The president said he would not comment on an effort to transfer fighter jets from Poland to Ukraine.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The United Nations International Court of Justice today ordering Russia to stop hostilities in Ukraine.
Ukraine Representative Anton Korenevich says the ruling also requires that Russia
shall take no further steps in aggravating the situation and in continuation of the military operation.
Because it's a UN court, it's a binding ruling. But Russia, which did not take part in early court arguments, maintains the court has no jurisdiction to govern its use of force in Ukraine.
Fox's Gernal Scott. With inflation rising, Fed Chair Jerome Powell today announced an increase in a benchmark interest rate by a quarter percentage point, the first hike since 2018.
The economy is very strong, and against the backdrop of an extremely tight labor market and high inflation, the committee anticipates that ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
That move will eventually mean higher consumer and business loan rates. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima in Japan today. 11 years ago, the region was hit by a deadly 9.0 quake and tsunami that destroyed a nuclear facility, emitting radiation that still makes some areas uninhabitable. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A male nurse who worked at Oregon's only women's prison is accused of sexually assaulting a dozen inmates.
The federal indictment charges 37-year-old Tony Daniel Klein with 21 counts of inflicting cruel and unusual punishment on the women by sexually assaulting them. He's also charged with 4 counts of perjury for lying during a deposition taken as part of a lawsuit charging him with sexual misconduct at the Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. If he's found guilty, Klein could be sentenced to life in a federal prison. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Saudi Arabia's octogenarian monarch underwent medical tests today and had the battery of his pacemaker changed, according to the state-run Saudi press agency. King Salman's health is closely watched because he holds absolute power in the kingdom. The monarch has appointed his 36-year-old son, Prince Mohammed, as his successor, though he's already also empowered him to lead day-to-day affairs. March Madness action begins soon.
The Horizon League champs of Wright State will take on Big Dance first-timers in the Bryant Bulldogs, champs in the Northeast Conference this year. Winner of that matchup in Dayton, Ohio today will go on to the round of 64 in the bracket, serving as the 16th seed in the South Region and facing top seed Arizona on Friday. Tip-off in that one at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time. That's followed by a showdown for the 11th seed in the West Region as Rutgers squares off against Notre Dame. Winner of that one will take on 6th seed Alabama on Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus deaths reported worldwide fell by 17% in the last week, even as COVID-19 infections rose. The biggest increase in cases were seen in the Western Pacific and Africa, where infections rose by 29% and 12% respectively. Elsewhere, cases dropped by more than 20% in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and the Americas. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.